Ladies and gentlemen, the good times are back.
You're about to experience time travel to another decade, the 1960s.
It ain't a four on the floor, but it'll do in a clutch. So put the pedal to the metal and bring it all, because you're going to have a ball. Get ready to get up and get down with your bad self. It's time for Dickie Lee, and Lord have mercy, here come the Iceman.
The Ice Man, I'm back here with the Grimmer, baby.
You gon' love it to death.
All right, let me sing a verse.
She the one with the blue dress song.
She the blue dress song.
Not long, all right,
yeah. Yeah, yeah.
You know what? I don't know about you, Luther, but if you smoke that rock and roll, you'll
all you garage rock heads out there, this is Dick Lee, and you're listening to 60s Garage Rock from California. Hey, don't tell anybody, but it's the weekend. I'm going to be around for about the next 60 minutes, and I'm going to be spinning some of that great vinyl for you from the decade of the 1960s. You're going to be hearing some of that crackling and popping sound. All that is the sound of analog. As always, my co-host and my partner in crime, the Iceman, will be with me every week. He'll be making his observations of relationships and be answering telephone calls and emails. So, Iceman, I hope you got that big howl ready to go. And do you have anything that you would like to share with those garage rockheads out there?
Ah, baby, you're listening to the Iceman. I'm going to spin some cool grooves. Just sit back, close your eyes, and remember the 60s.
Five, five, four, four, three, three, two, one, one.
Kick those tires and light your hair on fire, baby. Crank up that volume. It's party time. Party time. Party time.
Get naked, baby.
That's right, dollars is party time, man, and you come on in here with Uncle Dickie the Iceman, baby, because we have a special treat for you today. We're going to spin some tracks for you today that have girls' names in the titles. Now, up first, we're going to go to 1969, the city, San Francisco. And the CCI, well, they're going to tell us all about that young lady by the name of Miss Molly.
Thank you.
Oh yeah, out of 1969, the swamp rock sounds of John Fogerty and the CCR.
You're listening to Dickie Lee and the Iceman. Get ready to groove, because it's vinyl time.
Up next, darlings, we're going to lay another track on you with a girl's name in the title. Well, urban legend has it, darlings, that she used to drive around San Francisco in 1967 in that convertible of hers. And you'll never guess what her name was. The Commitments will tell you all about it.
Are you ready?
Get ready, 'cause here I come on my way. Hey.
Mustangs Alley. Guess you better slow that Mustang down. Mustang Sally, now baby. Guess you better slow that Mustang down. You've been
great soul sound, Iceman. And we're going to dedicate this to one of our favorite listeners up there in the Bay Area. Mustang Sally, this song was especially for you, darling.
All you want to do is ride around, Sally.
Ride, Sally, ride.
All you want to do is ride around, Sally.
Ride, Sally, ride.
Taking you back in time. As we rewind the music.
Rock and roll!
With Dickie Lee and the Iceman.
They understand.
Now get ready, Dallas. We want to let all of you know that the phone lines are officially open for the Iceman and Dickie Lee. And if you could think of a song with a girl's name in it, maybe it was your own girlfriend way back in the day, you just give us a call and let us know. This is one of those goofy, have fun shows that we hope will give you a lot of giggles and tickles. Up right now, we're going to go to 1962 and lay a track on you that was first recorded by the Drifters. This entertainer by the name of Dion got a hold of it, and wow, what a smash hit. Now, see if you can remember this one right here.
Now that I love a girl and a ruby is her name. Hear me talking now. This girl don't love me, but I love her just the same. What I say, whoa, 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 ruby, ruby, I will want you like a ghost. I'm gonna haunt you.
Yeah, what a very cool track out of 1962. Dion. And this track is especially for a young lady who has called in here many times for the Iceman. Ruby Darling, once again, this song is for you.
You're listening to The Soundtrack of Your Life with Dickie Lee and the Iceman.
Every song, like, totally rocks.
It's awesome.
It's all about my kind of music.
He's a man.
I love to listen while I work.
They're good. They're very funny.
They're hilarious. They just be whoever they want to be.
It's just really funny.
Give me a call, baby!
My oh my, Iceman, that phone is lighting up again, baby. Let's see who's on the line.
Hello, what you want?
Hello, this is Ruby. Is this the Iceman?
Ruby, I know the gal, and Ruby is her name. Hey, is that you, Ruby?
I love you, Iceman.
You tell him, Iceman. And Ruby, a big hello from Dickie Lee, too.
Bye.
Right, you better get ready out there. Now, you know we couldn't do a show about songs that had girls' names in them without doing this one right here. We're going to take you back to 1969. A little bit of Neil Diamond for you.
I can't begin to knowing, but then I know it's growing strong. Wasn't the spring, and spring became the summer. Who'd have believed you'd come along? Hands, touching hands, reaching out, touching me, touching you. Don't seem so lonely. We fill it up with only two. And when I hurt, burden runs off my shoulders. How can I hurt when holding you? Touching warm, reaching out, touching me, touching you.
Another song with the name of a sweet, sweet lady in it. Sweet Caroline.
I believe they never come.
Forgotten 45s, much more music.
Get naked, baby.
1962.
What's your name?
That's right, darlings. It was 1962, man. And we're going to take you back to Philadelphia, PA. It was a Dick Clark show, and this vocal duo sang this song on there for the first time. Hey, we get a special treat. Believe it or not, there are two girls' names in this track.
Personality with John like those for me. Ooh, ooh,
1962, our favorite Moldy Oldie, The Sounds of Dawn and Wine.
Flashback Weekend.
Hands down. California Garage Rock Nuggets. Rock Nuggets.
You don't have it in there.
Well, Dick, I love the 60s. It puts a little pep in my step.
You know, Dick, I really appreciate having the opportunity to speak with you in that. And really, I and several other people that I know really appreciate you doing your Saturday evening's Garage Rock Show. It just brings back a lot of old memories, reminds us of where we came from when we were just kids.
I'm such a big fan of yours.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, thank you, Dick. Keep playing those memories for us.
Keep the faith, baby.
Thanks for calling in, guys. We really do appreciate it. And right now, we're going to go from the Nashville music scene to the Valley. We're going to feature a surf band that was based out of Visalia, California. They were called the Beach Band. And man, what a great group these guys were. With Doug Cunningham, Bill Ballou, Frank Alsick, Dave Gaffigan, and also Mike Wagner. This is a cover track that they recorded a few years ago. And wow, what a great job they did on it. And you guessed it. This is a song about a young lady by the name of Barbara Ann.
Bum, 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 Barbara Ann.
Bum, 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 Barbara Ann.
Barbara Ann.
Looking for romance, saw Barbara Ann, so I thought I'd take a chance at Barbara Ann. Bop, 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 Barbara Ann. Bop, 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 Barbara Ann. You got me rocking and a rolling, rocking and a reeling. Barbara Ann, bop, 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 Barbara Ann.
Bop, 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 Barbara Ann. Bop, 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 bop. Favorite tunes, dance with Betty Lou, tried Peggy Sue, but I knew she would do with Barbara Ann.
Based out of Visalia, California, and fronted by a good buddy, Dave Gaffigan. The surf sounds of the Beach Band.
Legendary songs from the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Round, round, get around, I get around. They say the neon lights are bright.
The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is right here with Dickie Lee and the Iceman. And we hope you darlings are getting a lot of giggles and tickles from these songs that have girls' names in them. Now, Iceman, lay another one on me, baby. Out of 1962, it's time for the Jersey Boys. Well, you just might know them by another name.
It's a psych out. See the pleasure lovers who live it like it is.
Get down with your bad self.
Iceman! Iceman!
Hello, this is Dickie Lee, man, and you're on the air. Now, the Iceman can't come to the phone because he's indisposed at the moment, if you know what I mean. Well, Luther told me you had a special request, and it's all about a young lady who lives on the poor side of town. So what do you want to hear, man?
Hi, Dickie. How we doing out there?
Hey, just fine, man. I hope you guys are having a good time there at the market.
Yeah, man. We're rip-roaring out here. Can you play Hang On, Sloopy, Sloopy, Hang On?
We could hang on to anything, man.
All right, let's hang on to that. Let's do it.
Danger, you better hang on, baby, because we're going to time travel back to 1965. Here's your request, the McCoys.
Sloopy, Sloopy, hang on. Hang on, Sloopy, Sloopy, hang on.
Sloopy lives in a very bad part of town.
Hang on, Sloopy, Sloopy, hang on. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
1965, the great garage rock sounds of the McCoys.
More music, the legends of rock and roll.
Welcome back, Dick Lee here, and this is my favorite segment of the show. This is where I get a chance to talk with some of these architects of rock and roll music out of the 1960s and 1970s. And on the line today, I have a dear friend and a true architect of rock and roll music throughout the 1960s and 70s and up to the present day. His name is Merle Fankhauser. He's a songwriter, musician, recording artist, audio engineer, author, producer of a monthly TV show called The Tiki Lounge. And in addition to all that, he's released over 50 albums in his career. A couple other stories that really cracked me up, Merle, revolve around Willie Nelson while you were on tour with him over in Hawaii. And then another time when he was on tour in California and he gave you a call and his tour bus pulled up in front of your home in Arroyo Grande. Why don't you share a little bit about this with the garage rockheads out there?
One funny thing was when we were playing on Maui, the first thing Willie did in the dressing room was open up this gold cigarette case and pull out a Maui Wowie and lit it and passed it over to me. And I went, oh my God, I'm not going to go out in front of 10,000 people stoned. So I took a fake hit and passed it to the next person. Well, the guitar player saw that I was faking it and he went in the band's dressing room, said, you won't believe it, Merle is in there with Willie pretending to be smoking pot with him. So when I go into the band's dressing room, the drummer stands up and goes, what does Merle and Bill Clinton have in common? And the whole band yells out in unison, they both don't inhale. So Willie was, I believe, going to Ray Charles' funeral in L.A., and they were driving down the coast. And they called me up. They were going to stop by. And Willie said, boy, Merle, that time on Maui, you could smoke a lot of pot. I could barely keep up with you. And then I heard everybody laugh. So he knew I was faking it. You know, I was afraid I wouldn't be cool. But anyhow, he stopped here with the big bus, and I had to measure the front of my house from the two neighbors' driveways. And his driver, Mudslide, gave me the length of the bus to make sure it would fit. And it would fit by a couple of feet. And I was out in the front measuring the street. And my two neighbors, two busybody old maids, saw me measuring the street, and I went in the backyard to do something, and I heard one of them talking to the other across the fence, and they said, did you see him measuring that? Yeah, if he's going to build a fence, I'm calling the building inspector. About 20 minutes later, this bus pulls up, Willie gets out, and I can see him standing in their driveway with their arms crossed, and I could read their lips. I looked at him, and the one goes, is that Willie Nelson? That looks like Willie Nelson. And sure enough, it was Willie Nelson.
Every time that I hear that story, well, it cracks me up. I could just see those two ladies wondering, who is that stranger in front of your house? Hey, we're getting close to the end of the interview now, Merle, and I was wondering if you could share with me and with the garage rock heads out there about how many albums have you released over your career?
Well, the albums that I know about, or that I knew about till this Dutch musicologist did the discography on me, I figured I had maybe 40 albums out. But counting the compilations and albums that I never knew came out that I'm on and the bootleg, there's probably close to 60 or 70 albums.
Wow.
And counting the singles, all the recordings together, there's probably 120 out there, both foreign and domestic.
Another question that I'd like to ask you, Merle, is about your ability as an audio engineer and your studio in Aurora Grande. I know, besides the Fatboy Dockley album in the late 1960s that I was with you on, I recorded a couple other albums with you, and I was always impressed of how you were a minimalist as far as mic'y drums. For all you garage rock listeners out there, drums are probably one of the more harder instruments to set up and mic while in a recording studio because you have so many variables, and Merle does an excellent job. So why not expand on that and about some of the other groups that you've recorded in your studio?
Oh yeah, gosh. Well, starting out in the 60s, I was always the guy in the band that was interested in how they made the instruments sound the way they did. I started, oh, that's a compressor. That does that. That makes it fatter. And the whole thing about back then, they had live echo chambers, and then they got into plate reverb, and now you can buy digital reverb. So I was always interested in that. And when I got to work with Bill McEwen in the 90s, the producer that discovered Steve Martin, William E. McEwen, his brother John McEwen is in the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band, and I got to record in Bill's fabulous studio in Santa Barbara, and the engineer Bob Edwards was just fantastic. I got to pick his brain even more about audio engineering, and I got to run the big 48 channel Neve board 24 track machine, and so I'd already done quite a bit of recording on smaller machines and 8 tracks and things myself, but I wanted to step up my little studio a notch. So Bob helped me pick out the right equipment, some tube preamps and different things, and the kind of really good microphones, which I didn't know about, and good mixing boards that are high quality that don't cost $450,000 like a 48-channel Neve. So I learned a lot from him, and I also learned a lot in the 70s from Joe Klein, who was a master at editing on analog tape, and so I learned how to do that also. And then Bill and I spent several years doing my Return to Moo album, and it was an album that has a companion video telling about my discoveries of the lost continent of Moo and songs that were inspired by it. And that whole length of time, Dick, that I spent from about 1991 to 97 recording with Bill McEwen and Bob Edwards, who now works for Skywalker Ranch for George Lucas. Actually, he was working for George Lucas back then, and we just got him on loan. That was like going to the best engineering school that you could go to. So I got a nice studio that's a hybrid of analog and digital equipment here, and I've done 15 albums in my studio now for myself and other bands that have been sold to record companies.
And wow, what a great sound that you do get in your studio, Merle. I really enjoy that analog sound that you're able to reproduce. I know for many of you garage rock heads out there, what we're referring to is that sound that you heard on those records back in the during the 1960s. We refer to it as harmonics or fatness of sound, and it was due to the analog. I really enjoyed working with you and some of your albums in there, Merle. And like you, I enjoy that end of the business too. It's fun being in that studio and around those mixing boards and just having a great time. Well, Merle, we're getting close to the end of the show, and I want to thank you very much for sharing your rock and roll memories with the listeners out there. And also thank you so much for being a friend for over 50 years. Wow, I really cherish our friendship and also all the projects that we've worked on in various studios. Now, you know, the theme for today's show is playing songs that have girls' names in them. And I thought, what a better song to play than one that we did on the Fatboy Dockley album. You take care, and I will talk with you soon.
All right, Dick. It's been a pleasure to be on, and I look forward to having you back over here again.
More music, the legends of rock and roll. Oh!
Up for you psychedelic heads right now is one of my favorite tracks that we recorded on the Fatboy Dockley album way back in the day. Here you are, a wee bit of Lila. 1967, an original composition by my good buddy Merle Finkhauser.
Get ready for
Dickie Lee and the Iceman. They understand.
That's right, darlings. It's time to move your mind. The Iceman, well, he made up a new word and he said he wants to lay it on all of you right now. So, Iceman, lay it on us, baby.
Are you ready? It's wonderful. Yes, that putting the fun and the wonderfulness together. You want to hear it again? Wonderful. Ah, I'm proud of that original word.
Well, Iceman, since you officially added to the English slangers, baby, I think it's time to put this new word to the music form. So what you got for us? Now, you psychedelic heads better get ready, man, because we're going to take you to a place that has tangerine trees, marmalade skies, and a strange-looking girl with kaleidoscope eyes.
Tangerine trees and marmalade skies. Somebody calls you, you answer quite slowly. A girl with kaleidoscope eyes. Eat marshmallow pies. Everyone smiles as you drift past the flowers that grow so incredibly high. Newspaper taxis appear on the shore, waiting to take you. With plasticine pauses, with looking glass ties. Suddenly someone is there at the turnstile. The girl with kaleidoscope eyes.
From 1967 and the Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Heart Club Band album, The Beatles.
Hey, baby, nothing shaking here but the leaves on the tree. What you got for me?
We love you, Iceman.
Hold on a second. Okay.
Nice music. I just like your music.
You know, it's the music.
That's what makes it so awesome.
Hey, Iceman.
Yeah?
Hey, this is Mark, and hey, I think I got a bromance with you.
Love them.
They just play great music that I love.
They usually have it on as much as I can.
They're making radio fun again.
Oh, yeah.
It's groovy, man.
I love you, Iceman.
Keep the faith, baby.
Bye.
Once again, we want to thank all you darlings for calling in. We really do appreciate it. And we hope you're enjoying this show where we feature all these songs that have girls' names in them. Man, there were so many. Up for you right now, we're going to go back to 1979. This was an East Coast group, and the lead singer decided to write a song about his girlfriend. Her name was Sharona, and as they say, the rest is rock and roll history. Now come on, stand up and get those hands together, baby. Help us out and sing along. The great garage rock sounds of the Knack.
Flashback Weekend!
Smooth, suave, sophisticated, and he's a DJ too.
What's your name, baby?
John Allen.
What?
Keep the faith, baby.
Bye!
The year was 1967, and we're going to go back across the pond for this one, darlings. Another track about a young lady, only this time, her name is Ruby Tuesday.
No matter if it's gone, while the sun is bright, or in the darkest night, no one knows. She comes and goes.
Goodbye, Ruby Tuesday. Who could hang a name on you when you changed with every new day? Still, I'm gonna miss you.
Don't question why she needs to be so free. She'll tell you it's the only way to be. She just can't be chained to a life where nothing's gained and nothing's lost at such a cost.
Change with every new day.
time to lose, I heard her say. Catch your dreams before they slip away. Dying all the time. Lose your dreams and you.
Out of 1967, the Bad Boys of Rock and Roll. The Sliding Rocks for you.
Life unkind.
Up next, darlings, we're going to lay a southern rock track on you. The year was 1969, and this is all about a young lady who left her paralyzed husband at home and went into town to mess around. Her name was Ruby.
The shadow on the wall tells me the sun is going down. Don't take your love to town. It wasn't me that started that old crazy Asian war, but I was proud to go and do my patriotic chore. Yes, it's true that I'm not the man I used to be. Oh, Ruby. I still need some company. It's hard to love a man whose legs were bent and paralyzed. And the wants and the needs of a woman your age, Ruby, I realize. But it won't be long, I've heard them say, until I'm not around. Oh, Ruby. Don't take your love to town. She's leaving now, 'cause I just heard the slamming of the door. The way I know I've heard it.
Out of 1969, a great southern rock track by The First Edition. And oh, did I mention that the bass player for the group was none other than Kenny Rogers. And the guitar player who provided all the fills? Well, his name was Glenn Campbell.
Take your love to town. For God's sakes, turn around.
Lordy, lordy, that old bat phone is lighting up again, baby. And Iceman Luther said we have a number of people on the line, so you go ahead and handle the bat phone this time.
This is Jato's Rabbit Chicken Palace. What you want?
Hi, this is Al from Greenfield. I'm thinking about doing a howl for you.
Well, go ahead. Give me a howl, baby!
You howl, baby, you howl!
Hey, my name is Nikki, and I'm from San Francisco, and I love you, Iceman.
Bye! Get naked, baby!
Now, come on, all you psychedelic heads and headbangers out there. It's aromatherapy time, baby. We're going to lay a track on you right now that's all about a young girl from an Indiana town. And you'll never guess what her name was. That's right, Mary Jane. Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers for you.
She grew up in an Indiana town, had a good-looking mom. Never was around, but she grew up tall and she grew up right with them Indiana boys on an Indiana night. was away was more than they'd seen. I was introduced and we both started grooving. She said, I dig you, baby, but I got to keep moving on. Keep moving on.
Last dance with Mary Jane. One more time to kill the pain. Feel summer creeping in and I'm tired of this town again.
Well, I don't know, but I've been told you never slow down, you never grow old. I'm tired of screwing up, tired of going down, tired of myself, tired of this town. Oh my, my, oh hell yes. Honey, put on that party dress. Buy me a drink, sing me a song. Take me as I come, cause I can't stay long.
Last dance with Mary Jane. One more time to kill the pain.
What a cool groove. Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers. Well, Garage Rock heads, it's hard to believe, but Luther says we're at the end of the show already. Now, we hope you've enjoyed some of these tracks out of the 60s and 70s with girls' names in them. Man, there were a bunch of them. Now, come on in next week and join us. We'll be all bright-eyed and bushy-tailed. And we'll also have more giggles and tickles for you. But most important, we're going to put some smiles on your ears. So until next week, we'll see you on the flip side.
So good. Made me feel alright. And her name is G L O I G L O R I A.
Oh yeah.
G L O R I A.
Oh yeah.
I'm gonna shout all night. She made me feel alright. Comes walking down my street. Why don't you come up to my house? Knock upon my door. And then she call out my name. That made me feel alright. G-L-O-R-I-A.
Gloria.
G-L-O-R-I-A.
Going home song for today is out of 1966. It was by a group that was based out of Chicago, Illinois. They were called the Shadows of the Night. And what a track this is. It's all about a young lady by the name of Gloria.
Keep shaking your boogaloo, baby. Do the twist. Do the word. And if you got time, do the jerk. Remember, baby, don't be L7. And I'll catch you on the flip side. Till next time, this is the Iceman saying, oh!